This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, with the ag economy facing mounting pressure and rising input costs, unpredictable weather and tariffs and tightening margins, this season is shaping up to be one of the most challenging in recent memory. Farmers are feeling the weight of uncertainty, and every decision carries added significance. And it's times like these that getting your crop off to a strong, healthy start isn't just beneficial, it's critical. We'll talk with the folks at the Mosaic Company coming up next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
To help farmers get the most out of every acre, the Mosaic Company has been highlighting the role of micronutrients in early crop development. Their products such as Aspire combine potassium and boron in every granule and work in tandem with Mosaic's existing fertilizer lineup. Ross Bender with Mosaic says it's more essential than ever to ensure that your crops have every advantage available to them.
It's absolutely paramount. I work for a fertilizer company, and I farm myself, and I spend a lot of money on fertilizer. And sometimes to maximize the impact of that fertility, you may not need to put more fertility on. You might be able to and should be considering an additive to maximize the impact of it. So these technologies are specifically formulated to be a complement to the existing program to maximize the availability and uptake of those nutrients.
All right. So what kind of results are we seeing then from the plants and what you're using?
It ranges, but what we've seen on corn is typically in the 3 to 5 bushels an acre range of these types of technologies. It works really well on beans in the 2 to 3 bushel an acre rate on beans as well. The beauty of the technology is we see a lot of flexibility in the timing of them. So corn, they're compatible with your existing system. So for corn, they can go on with the planter or when you do a side dress rig. Soybean, they can be put on at either time as well. They can also be coated on the outside of granules. So they're a really good complement. They're a seamless way to integrate it into your production system.
And while Bender says that most crop and planting plans are already in place, he reminds farmers to be adaptive to what you see in the fields. Don't become too inflexible when you look at your crop plans.
A lot of farmers have their crop plan in place. I would encourage them to continue to revisit that to make sure they got a very solid program in place for 2025. The recommendation that I would have for growers is to make sure that when they're thinking about crop nutrition, to think about biological and biosciences technologies together at the same time. Don't think of them as independent decisions, because you might make a decision for granular fertilizer yesterday, and then you might make a decision for how to improve the performance of it tomorrow, and that may not necessarily sync up. So I'm really encouraging growers to think about their crop nutrition plan as a comprehensive system. Make those decisions together at the same time so one doesn't lag behind the other.
So if folks want more information about some of those products we talked about today, where do they find that?
2 websites, cropnutrition.com. It's the very best place to go for anything related to crop nutrition, and also trueresponse.com. I spoke about the yield data and high levels of generality, but I would encourage you to go to the website trueresponse.com, where it shows all the data, wins and losses, stuff in your backyard, stuff further away, and you'll see exactly how it performs in your backyard.
More at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.